T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is a new start in Washington. President Biden has taken the helm as the 46th president. Aaron Katursky is joining us this morning from Washington. He was part of our coverage yesterday on WBEN. And Aaron, what's it look like around there this morning? You don't just take away all of that security overnight, do you?
No, you don't. It's still there. It's still up. The National Guard troops have been able to stand down. But beyond that, the fencing is still up. And I think some of that will gradually begin to come down, Susan. But there is a concern that outlasts the inauguration about the same groups of people that stormed the Capitol now a little more than 2 weeks ago. And the concern is that they're going to come back, maybe not on a specific date when security planners know in advance, but at some other date of their choosing. And we're told from law enforcement officials that that threat from these far-right militia groups and other extremists is going to last for months, if not years.
What do you expect the Capitol then to look like, maybe a week's or a month down the line?
Well, I still think it is going to be fortified. And, you know, eventually the intention, I think, is to return it to its more open state. But I don't think they've quite figured out what to do, although the retired general that's been in charge of assessing Capitol security says they're trying to work up a plan now to harden the Capitol on a more permanent basis without, you know, terribly restricting the freedom of movement that is the hallmark of the People's House, because it is a place where protest is encouraged, where you're supposed to be able to rub elbows with your lawmakers, and that essential characteristic is something that, the fear now is will be curtailed.
We know there were a series of executive orders yesterday, but on the first full day in office, what is on the agenda for President Biden?
The coronavirus pandemic, right away, the new administration reinstated the United States into the World Health Organization. That was announced this morning by Dr. Anthony Fauci. We expect Fauci to be in the briefing room today, We heard that this White House wants to, I think, also reassert the primacy of health experts as, you know, the country deals with a global pandemic. There was a series of executive actions, including a mask mandate for federal facilities and some other things meant to address the coronavirus. And really, I think just a whole new focus for the country. Now, that doesn't mean it's all going to change right away. And we know that even, you know, President Biden conceded in his inaugural address, talking about unity and healing can seem like foolish fantasy. But, you know, in the absence of any security problem or any kind of distraction yesterday, he does have at least the, he does have the soapbox for the moment and can, you know, try and get something done.
Aaron, thanks for the time. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning from Washington, D.C.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.